Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of the show. We've got an exciting young lady who is going to join us this evening, and we are talking about feng shui. So if you have ever wanted to know anything about it, tonight is the night because she is a teacher as well as an expert. Sherry Burton Ways is her name, and we're going to get her on the line in a couple of seconds, but I just want to tell you, tell everybody how I had the opportunity to meet her. She is a twin, and I had the opportunity in D.C. to cover an event, and she happened to be there also at the event. Her sister was there as well, and her sister is really cool. She deals with art and collecting art, but more importantly, trying to teach people the value of art. And she was there at the event. And again, they're twins, so when I first walked up to her sister and talked to her, then Sherry was standing next to her, and it was so funny because I did a double take, and then they both looked at me and said, yeah, we're twins. So, and I guess they probably get that all the time. But we're going to go ahead and get Sherry on the line because I've been so excited about talking to her. So we'll see if we can get her. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us, sweetheart. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it as well, likewise.
So I started putting the information out there about that you were going to be on the show, and I'll tell you, most of the feedback that I got kind of surprised me because most of the folks had said to me that they have always been interested in feng shui and knowing about it, but they never really took the time to actually get any literature or learn anything about it. So I was a little surprised that so many people really wanted to hear about it.
All right. That's great.
So let's go ahead and jump right into it. So for those folks out there that don't know anything about it, give us a little description or just information in general about exactly what it is.
Okay. Feng shui is really a art of placement. It started in China, probably around 6,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on the harmony of natural flow of energy, which some people may have heard of called qi.
Mm-hmm.
So qi is the natural flow of energy that goes in and around our spaces, our lives. It is energy, and I like to look at it as positive energy. Basically, feng shui really started in China as a way to create burial grounds for the auspicious there,
mm-hmm.
the rich, the wealthy. And it was obscured, and it was more something of the wealthy class would have access to. But, you know, nowadays, in the 21st century, it is
mm-hmm.
it's widely known as something that a lot of people are using to create good energy in and around their homes.
Mm-hmm.
There are five cardinal rules, and these are really important for people to understand to feng shui, and it really breaks it down into something that people can really understand. The first rule is no clutter. Okay,
mm-hmm.
in a space.
Big one?
That very big one. the second is to create Zen surfaces, you know, keeping things clean, neat,
mm-hmm.
and in order.
Mm-hmm.
Having nothing broken around you.
Mm-hmm.
And always surrounding yourself with things that you love and rid yourself of things that you don't love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about things.
Right, not people, right?
Right, exactly. And create a sacred, quiet space for yourself within your home. So, you know, and there's a lot of people don't realize as well that there's so many different schools of feng shui, and each school has its own rituals, practices, approaches, and sometimes if someone who is just learning feng shui for the first time is reading different things, they'll find something contradictory in one book versus another because of the various different schools and their approaches. But all schools of feng shui have three main tenets, and one is to elevate your life by encouraging the flow of good energy in a living environment, or qi, as I mentioned before, really eliminating any unfortunate energy, which they call sha, which is kind of like negative energy, mm-hmm. and to create balance in our homes using the five elements, which I can get into if you'd like with the five elements.
Well, I just wanted to stop you right there. And first of all,
sure.
I want to welcome Michael, and also we've got some guests visiting us right now inside the chat room. So if any of you have any questions while you're in there that you want me to ask Sherry, feel free to do that. And Sherry, I have to tell you, as soon as you talked about the clutter aspect, because I can't stand clutter, it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm,
and what's
mm-hmm.
funny about clutter is I'm so addicted to that show called Hoarders.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, have you seen it? Yeah, Hoarders.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first thing that I thought about when you talked about having no clutter. And I even said that in the chat room that all the people on that show, Hoarders, they basically probably need to learn that first rule of feng shui where you talked about get rid of the clutter around you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, clutter really affects our emotional state. You know, when we're talking about one of the things that you mentioned earlier to me prior to coming on the show was really looking at how this how feng shui affects health and how you can work with feng shui to improve health and well-being. And clutter is one of those things that, you know, has been found to create some emotional imbalance. You know, when you have a lot of clutter around you, you feel a little confused, you're overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's maybe some anxiety. You don't feel focused and clear. So clutter is a very, very important area within feng shui that you definitely want to get yourself organized with. Definitely.
Yeah, I definitely can agree with that because I'm the type of person like I'm not crazy obsessive in the sense that I've got to put every single thing away in its proper place.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I like to at the end of the night before I go to bed, you know, I like for my house to look a certain way, you know, so that things are put back and things are clean because I like the idea that when I get up the next morning, you know, it's not only mentally a new morning, a new day. When I walk downstairs and walk around my house, everything is put back, and it just gives me this feeling of being fresh and this feeling of just having renewed energy, I guess I want to say.
Exactly. So, you know, it really is very important, and I can't stress it enough. I really can't stress it enough. You know, one of the things that, you know, we look at is, you know, some of these anxiety disorders and high blood pressure and some of these things. And if we just take, and particularly depression is big and clutter. And I know some people personally who are suffering from depression, and I always say to them, take a look at your environment and really think about the clutter. Do you have a lot of clutter? Oh, yes, I do. Okay, well, let's think about some ways that we can reorganize this space. And I bet you within 5 minutes once you get this place together, you're going to feel so much better. And they do. They do.
Yeah, and that, you know, that right there I think also boils down to just having that feeling of once you've cleaned it up, it's like instant gratification.
Exactly.
Yeah, you take that and instantly it's like a weight or something has been lifted off your shoulder and you just feel better. For those of you that are just taking the time to join us, if you're joining us for the first time, I'm talking to Sherry Burton Ways, and she's an expert when it comes to feng shui. She's also a teacher. So she's basically giving us some ideas about how we can incorporate that into our lives to lead more better and healthier lives, especially women. Pretty much most of this month I've been doing special segments focusing on women. So when I first met her, I thought, wow, this would be a great idea because it's a different approach that women can use and not traditional medicine, if you know what I mean, to maybe just change some basic things in their lives. Basic thing in their lives. And now continue to talk a little bit more. I wanted to dissect some of this. So we talked about the no clutter. and how important that is to get rid of that. And what was the second element that you spoke of?
Okay, of the five areas that we need to take a look at is to create the Zen surfaces. So that's kind of
what's that about?
That's related back to the clutter piece, if you think about it. If we are decluttering our homes, decluttering our environment, we're interested in creating surfaces that are neat, clean, and in order. And this basically speaks to not a whole lot of chaotic, an environment that's free of chaos and a lot of confusion and a lot of stuff all over the place. It's basically keeping things simple, clean, and neat. And there has been some studies showing that environments that have these kinds of characteristics makes people feel a little more relaxed. There are other contradictory studies to that as well. But I think when we say clean, you know, Zen surfaces, I'm not saying have absolutely nothing on a table or a shelf or whatever. But whatever you have, make sure it's neat, make sure it's orderly, and that you don't put a whole bunch of things there that are not needed.
Absolutely.
So that's, yeah, so that's really what that's about. It's just creating a really simplified environment so that when we go back to chi, the life force energy that's circulating in the home, it can circulate freely and create good energy, good health, and all of those great things for you.
Now, let me ask you this because, and this is going to be an education for myself because I'm not sure if this would actually be considered under feng shui. I have seen different movies and have just talked to different people in my career as a reporter where they will have folks come into their house to maybe place the furniture a certain way inside of the house, you know, facing a different way, north or south or whatever. You have that. Is that also a part of feng shui?
Oh, yes. The most important three pieces of furniture or areas in the home that you really want to pay attention to, one is the bed, okay, and where that bed is facing, because that affects your health and your personal relationships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The desk, you know, if you have a home office, that deals with your work and creativity. And then your stove, which deals with your finances. So
mm-hmm.
when we're talking about placement of furniture and getting back to your point there, what I typically do is work with clients to determine what they call their best direction, which
mm-hmm.
is based on their their historical characteristics, their heredity, date of birth, just various different things that I look at to determine what direction should they be facing, which is
mm-hmm.
the most auspicious. Okay, that's number one. Number two, one of the important things to remember is not to have one's back to a door entering any space, really, mm-hmm. if at all possible, because it is considered that optimum health happens if you're able to face the doorway of any room so you can see what's coming in and out of that particular room. So you want to make sure that, you know, your furniture, your office, anything where you're spending a lot of time, that you can see what's coming in and what's coming out of that space. And for that,
it's
for
interesting
that, to be able to...
that the part about the door is really mm-hmm. interesting because I just completely thought about numerous times when I have gone to restaurants with friends or family members,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times people do not like to sit to the door,
mm-hmm.
and I've never asked them why, but I guess it probably would have something to do with that. And in fact, my brother is one of those people that he will never, ever sit. Doesn't matter where he is, Sherry. If his back is towards the door, he's not going to sit there. He has to get up and move because he likes to face the door.
That is so true. And I think a lot of feng shui, through my studies in the last, almost 10 years now, is that it's very intuitive, and a lot of it is just common sense. Yeah. You know, yeah. And a lot of it is common street sense, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know a lot of people who do that. I find myself that, you know, I do it for the feng shui reasons. I really don't like to have my back to the door. I don't like to, some people know that I don't like to face bathrooms and things mm-hmm. like that. I can be, you know, very, you know, picky about those things, and sometimes it drives mm-hmm. people nuts. But, you know, that's just, you know, my feng shui training has just taught me certain things about those things. So, you know, for optimum health, you know, that's you know, the main thing to consider. And I can get into, it would take me all night to really, you know, give you a breakdown of what that all means. But you really want to make sure that you can see where you're going. Now, the other thing as far as the furniture placement is, when I'm designing a home and I'm using feng shui principles, I try to use rounded edges, rounded furniture instead of a square coffee table. For example, I prefer to use a round coffee table and to do more of a curvilinear setup so that there's more interaction amongst the people who are sitting around that table, as well as the chi is able to circulate through that space a lot better. So, and with the pointed square tables and furniture and so forth, we go back to that unfortunate energy that I mentioned before, which is called sha, and projected pointed arrows, poison arrows as they also call them, where you have these sharp objects facing towards you, projecting mm-hmm. sharp energy towards you, which can create some problems, you know, health-wise and otherwise as well. So, you know, there's a lot into the furniture placement that has to be considered as well.
I do have a question, if you don't mind, from mm-hmm. inside chat room. Michael has this question. I'm going to read it verbatim from what he says. He says, in every book on feng shui, are the measurements really that necessary with regard to the money room, the inspiration room, and how does color reflect the flow in a house?
Okay. Can you break down the first part of that question?
Sure. So the first part, are the measurements really that necessary with regard to the money room?
Okay. I'm not sure what he means by measurements, but this kind of goes back again to the different schools of feng shui, okay? There is a school called the Compass School, which really gets into using what they call the Chinese compass or lopan, mm-hmm. where you are doing exact and specific measurements to determine, you know, various things about the house. There's the flying star feng shui, where you're basically taking years and numbers and determining various energies, particularly in a year. So I use a combination of various different schools depending on what I'm working with. I find that the Black Hat Tibetan School, which is a school that came to the United States in the mid-60s or somewhere at that time period, works best when I'm dealing with various life stations and if we're talking about wealth.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about personal relationships and so forth, using various remedies that
sure.
are symbolic to various areas of a particular life station or what we call bagua, okay,
mm-hmm.
Where you can overlay various areas of a person's life to a particular portion of their home without getting too technical, and then using various remedies to enhance, you know, wealth, fame and fortune, family, creativity, helpful people travel, and then reinforcing that with what we call the transcendental cures, which I'm not going to get too specific about, to enhance that particular area of a person's life. So and then on top of that, looking at various colors I think the part of the question was dealing with
color.
Yeah,
with color. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
okay.
How does color reflect the flow in a house?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. You know, if we're looking at the five element colors, one of the things that I like to do is, in a particular, if we're looking at a Bagua, there are certain colors, certain elements of the five elements that are associated with certain Bagua areas. So then I'll enhance that particular area with something that represents the color of the particular element that I'm working with. I will use color to, I also, you know, go back and work with color therapy as well, because I am a color therapist. I also enhance particular areas looking at what we call the chiral color system, which is taking a person's birth date and determining a particular color that's going to support them physically, mentally, and spiritually. So I combine several different things, the gua, the five-element theory, depending on, you know, that particular element that maybe a person is lacking, or a particular element that's going to enhance a particular area in their lives, also their personal development color as well. I'm hoping I'm not getting too technical, but
yeah.
I do.
I just wanted to mention to Michael and our guests that my somehow the internet through the chat room is kind of messing up, and it's it just logged me off. So I apologize to everyone in the chat room. But
yeah,
that was just the one question that we actually had. And also, Sherry, I do get lots of people who email me questions as the show is on the air, and I did neglect to mention that I want to thank all of our listeners, because we have folks that listen from all over the U.S. to the show, even in the Netherlands and London as well. So, of course, thank you guys for taking the time to join me tonight, as always. So this is a question from a young lady in North Carolina, from Charlotte, North Carolina. And she says that that her mother practices feng shui, and she said that her mother, getting back to your point about being depressed, her mother was depressed, and she had a lot of clutter in her house, and they noticed a huge difference as to when she removed the clutter, and that she they were able to take her off of medication because her depression lifted. So she just wanted to make that comment.
Well, thank you. I really wanted to, I'm glad you mentioned that, Victoria, is that I'm really concerned that a lot of women right now are on so many different medications for anxiety, depression, you know, ADD, you name it. There's so many folks on stuff. And I think, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm not speaking against that, but I think that one of the things that if we can all open our minds to some of these other kinds of things, that we can really shape our environment. I mean, like the next one is basically having nothing broken. You know, for example, fix all your doors. The entrance way to the mouth of chi in your home is the door. And, you know, if you have a problematic door, whether it's broken or stiff or something, it can exasperate joint diseases such as arthritis, MS, neck and shoulder pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a few examples. Checking your electrical system affects the nervous system of the body. The level of energy and the ability to stay direct, focused, and clear is related to whether your electrical systems are in check, you know, as well as hormonal imbalances in women, difficult menopause. You know, all of these things can affect what's going on in your environment, can affect what's happening with you most, emotionally, physically, and all of those things. The other thing is clearing your sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
Your waterways, making sure your air conditioning vents are clear. And that affects your immune system. And blocked plumbing, for example, affects us like clutter. It causes us to slow down and get stuck. And women go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to, it was a point that you made that I did not want to forget about when you talked about women, or just, I guess, Americans in general, how, you know, we're very quick to take medication to try to cure a problem. And very much like you, I certainly agree with that. You know, meds have a place and our lives, you know, for many, many different reasons. But I think also as to what this young lady in North Carolina was saying in her email, and she continued to speak about that as she heard you live on air talk about it, was that it was actually a friend of hers who told, I guess, suggested to her mother that she actually try to do those simple things first before she decided to take meds. But she was talking about in her email how why is it so that we as women and people in general, do you think, are so reluctant to try an alternative forms like feng shui to treat problems as opposed to running to the medicine? And she ended it by saying, do you think it's just because we want a quick fix?
I think that's part of it, and I think it's cultural. You know, feng shui is still, it is not something that's, you know, it's not a Western science or practice. So, you know, and particularly on the East Coast, we're really getting into it. You know, West Coast has been doing this for a longer time.
Wow, yeah.
But it's still relatively new to the United States. So, you know, anything that you're dealing with more of something that we traditionally have not been taught to do, it's going to take more effort. Okay, so I think a lot of it's cultural, and a lot of people think feng shui is a religion, and it's not. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. You know, for example, I'm just throwing that out there as an example.
Sure.
So unless you really read up on it and know about it and learn about it, you know, you're going to have, just like anything, if you don't know enough about it, you're going to have your own thoughts about something and without really, you know, investigating it and checking it out. But I really thank that young lady in Charlotte for sharing that. I have a friend of mine who has MS and reached out to me and said that I know that feng shui can help me with this. You know, do you have any suggestions? And I've sent her, you know, various information as much as I can and directed her to her own self-study to be able to help cure herself or at least alleviate some of the major issues of her disease so that she can manage and function properly in her home.
Now, let me ask you this question. I guess it's sort of twofold. Who is a typical client that will come to you in need of your services? Like what type of people are they? What type of walks of life do they come from?
Various, all walks of life. Really, it's someone who has some knowledge of feng shui and realizes that there are some things that they would like to improve in their lives and feel that perhaps, you know, whether it's mental, physical, or otherwise, that using this can improve their families, their lives, and so forth. And I have had people who are extremely successful I've worked with. I've had people who are really in dire need of some help that I'm working with. So I have not seen, you know, I can't put my finger on any particular person. There's no particular demographic either. It's just someone that has a knowledge that there's something else that I need in this space, and I really want to improve how I feel in it. And one of my clients said to me one time that I really want my space to feel good. I want a feel-good space. And I think that's what everyone that I encounter is looking for. And once I educate them a little bit about the process, they're more intrigued. And once they see the results, they're just astounded. And I'm astounded, too, sometimes. I'm amazed
at some of the things that people have told me.
It's
wonderful that you're astounded at your own work. And there's another question. Sherry, I'm sorry. I just like to try to get as many questions as possible.
Oh, that's fine. I just hope we're not running out of time. That's all I can
do. No. We actually almost did, but my producer added some more time. So
we
cut the time in and didn't tell you about it. So I hope that
was
okay.
Well, we've got
plenty of time. So this is a young lady, and she is from Georgia. And she says that Decatur, Georgia, I guess. And she says she's in her early 20s, And she decided that she wanted to be a vegetarian because she got tired of eating meat and she really wanted to cleanse her body. And she says that she wants to change her way of living. So she is also, too, thinking about feng shui, and she says that you're giving very good information. And she also wants to know, do you write a blog or do you have a way, is there a way that that she can reach you or kind of follow what you're doing to get more information besides tonight's show?
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, I write.
I have good listeners.
What's that?
I have very, very good listeners and fans, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're fantastic. Well, first of all, I can be, I'm one of two principals of a firm called Design Scheme Interiors. It's a very long word, but it's, and if you go to Design Scheme Interiors, which is DESIGNSCHEM, as in mom, ENTERS, .com / inside design. That's the official blog that I do write for my design firm. And also, if you go to that website as well and email us, we can get you on our listserv. We have an email listserv that comes out as well. Now, the other thing is that I have a blog that's exclusive to feng shui because the Inside Design blog really talks about feng shui and it talks about all kinds of, you know, areas of design. So I want to share with you the other blog that's more speaking to, you know, just feng shui if you want to learn more about that. And that is feng shui, I-N-T-E-R, feng shui interiorcoach.com.
And Sherry, you know, I'll tell you what, because my producer didn't have time to put that information. So when the show is over, if you will just email me those websites and we'll update it and put it on our link so that way, you know, people
great.
Don't have to come
yeah, and then you,
right
she can,
yeah, we'll do that.
Right, and you can contact me. You know, you can take a look at, you know, feng shui-specific things that, you know, it's more of an educational tool as well.
Well, I want to also thank the young lady from Decatur, Georgia, who is listening to tonight, and I hope that you will be able to connect with her and through her readings because, like she said, it certainly sounds like she is trying to change her life. Sounds like you've done it with
awesome.
Her diet. Yeah, sounds like she's done it with her diet, and now she wants to do it with her living space. Now, this is a really good question. This is all the way from Los Angeles. Yeah, I have people all over that run the gamut.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
this is awesome. Okay.
I know. And this is a question from a mother, and she has in really big letters, help. She says, tell Sherry I'm sending my kid off to college for the first time. Are there any ideas about how I can make his living space that's very cramped at his new college feng shui to make it better for my baby? Oh, how cute.
Oh, well, first of all, I think we go back to the five cardinal rules. No clutter. Make sure that there's Zen surfaces. Make sure there's nothing broken. Make sure that he is surrounding himself with things he loves. And make sure that he has a space where he can, you know, pray, meditate, whatever he does in order to get in touch with himself. Those are the simple things. And then, you know, if he, you know, make sure that he has his favorite color or a color that he really loves that empowers him. Maybe it's on a pillow. Maybe it's on his bedding, you know, curtains or whatever. Make sure that he has a power color around him that's going to encourage
him. I like that when you said about colors because color is something that, you know, you can walk into someone's house and you've never been there before, and if the colors are really drab and kind of depressing, you know, you kind of feel that. And then you can walk into someone's house and they've got these bright, really cool colors, And it just, you know, from the time that you walk in, you light up and you just feel really happy. I've definitely had that happen to me before when I go to visit people.
Awesome. And make sure that his face, when he comes home, I did this for a client recently. This client asked me to feng shui her son's room. You know, what do I need to do? And I gave her the suggestions, the colors, the placement of the furniture. She said when he came home, he absolutely loved that room.
Really?
And she said that he loved it so much he didn't want to leave. So that's a testimony, and that was just over the Christmas holiday. We were working with a client locally who I assisted with that. So it's not just where he's going, but when he comes home, make him feel comfortable and inviting as well.
The same lady that wrote that from California just said to me, laughing, ha, 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 in the email, she says, I'm not sure if I want him to come home. I want to use that room for meditation.
Oh, okay. You want your sacred space there.
I think she wants her
make sure she gets her sacred space. That's important.
Exactly. That is very cute. I just absolutely adore my fans and friends who listen to me.
Yeah, you've got some. I mean, these folks got some good energy.
they're very, very, very down to earth people, hardworking, and just and I would say people that follow me are really interested in information. For example, the topic that you're discussing that you're an expert in, they like to have somebody come on and give them the information so that they can really try to incorporate some of those things and change it into their lives so that they can really be better people. And I always have just everyone around me that has wonderful energy. I can't deal with you. You've met me in person. I'm not a negative energy person at all.
Yeah, you're wonderful.
Yeah, I certainly can't deal with that at all. So we only have 8 minutes left, and I'm going to do one more question. In fact, we have about four other questions, but, guys, I can only get to one. And I want to get to this one because we didn't talk about it much, but, Sherry, you brought it up, and that's about meditation. This is a woman in Washington, D.C., who's a great fan, and I'm always friends with her and talk to her on Facebook, Cindy. So, hi, Cindy. Thanks for joining us this evening. But Cindy wants to know, where does meditation fit into feng shui?
Okay. I'll try to make this as simple as I can. When we look at can you hear me okay? I feel like I'm getting feedback.
Yeah, yeah. Nope, you're
okay.
Fine.
When we look at what we call Taoism, the nine healing arts, meditation is included in those nine healing arts. It's meditation, nutrition, movement arts, herbal medicine, acupuncture, yin and yang, divination, body work, and then feng shui. Meditation comes in when we are clearing our minds of clutter, okay? So we, you know, if there's chi circulating within a space, there's chi circulating within us. And just like the same principles apply with us, we have to clear our minds of all the clutter that happens within a given day, and so forth. So to keep our minds clear and to be able to, quote-unquote, set the intention. And what I mean by that is that before you do any feng shui of your home or environment, your office or whatever, you have to be very clear about what you want the result to be. If you want better health, you have to be clear about that. If you want better family relationships, you have to be clear about that. And part of being able to get clear is to meditate every day and clear your mind of clutter so that you can operate at a level in which feng shui will be able to be enhanced within your life. So that would be
great
it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah, great, great information. So, Cindy, thank you so much for asking that question. And, guys, I apologize about the four other questions, but if you want me to, I will pass those emails along to Sherry, and maybe she can just kind of answer them, for you. But most of them just really, I think, were just comments because you really hit a point with a lot of people or touched a nerve with people when you talked about depression and feng shui. And maybe you trying that non-traditional method first to clean up your house or to do those basic things because from what I can tell, just the comments that I got, that really touched a nerve, and people seem to like that idea a lot.
Great.
Yeah, they seem to like that idea a lot. So in any event, we've only got about three more minutes. I know we didn't get to a lot of what we were supposed to talk about, Sherry, but so goes it when you're on with At Home with Victoria. I kind of try to discuss what we want to, but also, you know, let our guests get in on the conversation as well.
I think that's awesome.
We do have about three or four more minutes, was there anything pressing that you wanted to mention that we didn't get to? Because you really gave us a lot of good information.
Yes. One of the things that I'm introducing to my practice is called interior environment coaching. We hear about business coaching. We hear about all kinds of coaching. And that's basically taking the home model. That's the H of the home for your health, the O for organization, the M for memories, and the E for the environment. And what I'm doing now is creating this model and working, I'm actually piloting this project now, is working with clients first and getting these four elements together and then implementing with feng shui. And it's a very powerful method, which is a five-step model, assessing where you are, envisioning your possibilities, deciding where you want to be, creating an action plan, and taking focused action through feng shui. So I'm really excited about it, and if anybody wants to know more information, they can contact me through Design Scheme Interiors and the websites that I will be providing you.
Well, why don't when you really get going with that, and you've done a couple of them, you come back on the show and tell us how that's working for you, and maybe
you can provide
some more information for my listeners as to how they can incorporate some of that into their lives and their homes as well. Because I really like that point about the environment. Because these days, you know, the environment's on the mind, you know, of everybody at governments, national level, local levels. Everybody's talking about the environment and energy and how we can better use our resources and not constantly take from Mother Earth, but to try to conserve and give back. So that is something that I'm really interested in. So when you really get to working on that, please come back and talk about that. That sounds
I'd love to. Maybe in about 6 months, let's get together again.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy. Good.
Maybe in the beginning of the new year, we can talk about that. That would be awesome.
That sounds good. Well,
okay.
Sherry, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had a good time, and we do
invite you back. I'm excited.
I know, and like I mentioned to you before, I have people that listen from all over the place, so I'm very fortunate about that.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Victoria. It's been a pleasure, and I enjoyed meeting you in person, and I hope to see you again real soon, too.
Thank you very much, and we will see each other soon. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I want to thank all of you for listening. I told you guys you would like her, so she just has all of this wonderful information about feng shui. Again, that was Sherry Burton Ways, who we were talking to. She is a teacher. She is an expert, deals a lot in architecture. And, you know, she's basically the person that will, you know, you can hire her to go into your home and say, hey, you know, can you fix this for me? Can you move things around so that this is going to be a much healthier, happier home for me? And what she will do is use those rules of feng shui, which she just talked about. But the one that really sticks out to me that she talked about is the entire clutter thing. So I think if all of us could just declutter our homes or to try to get rid of some of the items in your home, I think that is also going to help a lot. And I guess we're not necessarily saying just go and get a trash bag and throw it all away. But, you know, just to basically try to organize it, perhaps put it in boxes and have some clean surfaces so that you can breathe a little bit more. And, again, I just want to thank Sherry Burton Ways for taking the time to come on this evening and to talk to us. And our time is done. So, again, I apologize to those of you that I wasn't able to get the rest of your emails. And I think my producer told me we just have somebody who called in. But the show is over, so thank you. And she will be back. Like she mentioned, the new year, so perhaps you can hold off until then. Have a good one. I'm back on the air tomorrow. We're talking fashion and fall tomorrow evening, so I look forward to talking with all of you again. Have a good night, everybody.